This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. I'm happy to bring a friend on. His name is Clay Clark. Clay is an amazingly accomplished entrepreneur. You can find more information about him at thrive15.com. He's been Entrepreneur of the Year in Oklahoma, and Clay has been doing his part to save America with these health and freedom summits, and he has done more to educate America about what's been going on with what we affectionately call on my show the scamdemic that has robbed Americans of over $6 trillion. I want to introduce you guys to the great Clay Clark. Clay, welcome to the program.
Hey, bro, I really appreciate you. And I know it's probably not a good idea to start off an interview by arguing with the host, but I'll say this. I am a guy who, just like everybody out there, you know, God created me, and that's the only reason I have any significance. And I believe that everybody out there listening right now, God has created you. And I believe that everybody out there, your biography is just as important as mine, or maybe even more so, because your biography is you're created by God. Because I believe that God is priming America for the biggest revival in the history of the planet.
I say to my audience all the time that even though we're the ones talking or see the people that they see, each Yep. individual is important, and you are exactly right. Obviously, everything that we accomplish is by God. So let's Yep. kick in, man. Let's see what God's talking to us about today. So, again, you've been at the forefront of this big scam around the so-called COVID, you know, the COVID thing, coronavirus, everything that they're afraid to call it, which is, of course, the China virus, Wu flu, et cetera. Yeah. And you've been doing these big revivals around the country. I was fortunate to be at one that you did here. Let's talk a little bit more about what is the sinister motive behind this, Clay, because yeah. we're not done. We know this.
Okay. Well, COVID-19, this is a book written by Klaus Schwab. And Klaus Schwab wrote this book again called COVID-19, The Great Reset. For anybody out there that doesn't know who Klaus Schwab is, in 1971, he started the World Economic Forum. And Klaus Schwab has launched this thing called The Great Reset. And again, now this guy, Klaus Schwab, is obsessed with implementing what he calls The Great Reset. And he has a right-hand guy, kind of his assistant or his apprentice or his right-hand guy. This is Yuval Noah Harari, who looks a lot like Mr. Bigglesworth from Austin Powers. Okay. But anyway, so what we have here is that Klaus Schwab is trying to implement, again, this thing called The Great Reset. Now, you might say, well, what is this all about? So I've got a brief audio clip I want to play here. This is Yuval Noah Harari. He was interviewed by the New York Times, okay? And the New York Times said to Yuval Noah Harari, a man who's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates, and they said, what is COVID-19 all about? So this is Yuval Noah Harari explaining what The Great Reset is all about. Listen to this.
I think maybe in a couple of decades when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveilled all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly of all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
You heard it. He said this is the moment when surveillance started going under the skin. And for anybody out there that finds it hard to believe, if you go to time2freeamerica.com /revelation. So, Kevin, any of your listeners, if they go to time2freeamerica.com/revelation, you can see the patents that prove the plan. So what they're wanting to do, and I'm going to go there so we're on the same page. I'm going to time2freeamerica.com/revelation. And you go there, and you're going to see that there are three main legs of this plan. One is to do surveillance under the skin. The second is to connect brains to computers. And three is to introduce a new religion, an actual religion called dataism. Dataism? Yes. And so Yuval Noah Harari is running around the world promising people he can give them eternal life if they will simply put this RNA modifying nanotechnology inside their body. And if you don't believe me, this is what he said. Listen to this.
You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful to the economy. You need completely new ideologies, completely new religions, and they are likely to emerge from Silicon Valley or from Bangalore and not from the Middle East. And they are likely to give people visions based on technology. Everything that the old religions promised, happiness and justice and even eternal life, but here on earth, with the help of technology.
So he's actually saying this.
Not after death, with the help of some supernatural being.
So again, what's the purpose? The Great Reset is put in COVID-19 stands for Certificate of Vaccination, IDAI. And final clip I want to play for you. This is Klaus Schwab. He was sitting down with Charlie Rose, and Charlie Rose in 2015, he says, Klaus Schwab, you keep talking about this is back in 2015. He said, you keep talking about this Great Reset that's going to happen soon. What does it mean? How does it work? He said this.
And you see, the difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing. Just as an example, it's you who are changed. And, of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
So they want to do gene editing to change fundamentally what it means to be human. And, again, the three planks of their system are surveillance under the skin, connecting brains to computers, and introducing their new religion called Dadaism. Now, to get us there, what they have to get us to do, Kevin, is they have to convince everybody that a virus is so deadly that you have to, the only way to stop the spread, the only way to protect yourself is to put RNA modifying nanotechnology inside your body. So with COVID-19, the first pandemic, they convinced, I believe, and someone might disagree with me, but a little over half of Americans to put the RNA modifying nanotechnology inside your body. And if you want to see the patents and the technology, just go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. Now, they're going to introduce monkeypox. Now, for anybody out there that doesn't know what monkeypox is, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, and you go to the monkeypox button. I wish that I wasn't in a time and place and space in my life where I have to have a monkeypox button on my website, but I have one, the monkeypox button. And you go there, and you click on the button. This is a real thing. There's an actual button on page 12. And this page 12 of this document, which is created by the Nuclear Threat Initiative, an organization funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. Think about this. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the same people that funded the models that said that 2.2 million Americans might die from COVID-19, the same Bill and Melinda Gates that told us to trust a polymerase chain reaction test that can be falsely calibrated to inflate the cases, the same Bill and Melinda Gates that told us that the only way to stop COVID-19 was to take RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside our body, this Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, 15 months ago, they prophesied, they guessed, they predicted, and they planned the release of monkeypox beginning on May 15th of 2022.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little
little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And this one, what they're doing, Kevin, is they're saying that monkeypox is a virus that is changing. It's mutating in a way they've never seen before because of climate change. Because of climate change.
Oh, okay.
So now they're going to push a climate change and a pandemic agenda, two simultaneous catastrophes, because they're trying to push us into a one-world government. That's what's happening.
I'm going to interrupt you real quick and tell you that there will be one other change to monkeypox. They'll change its name because somebody will consider it racist at some point, but you have the floor.
No, you're correct. It's going to happen. So what's going to happen is, I'm telling you, I'm not prophetic. I've just read the document. I encourage everybody to read the Nuclear Threat Initiative document, their paper on monkeypox. Remember, these people, think about this, folks. They guessed 15 months ago that a monkeypox pandemic or outbreak would begin starting on May 15th, 2022, crescendoing on June 5th. We go to Google and we type in monkeypox and we go to news. You do the same thing in DuckDuckGo. You go there and it says monkeypox may present with unusual symptoms, CDC warns. Monkeypox. America may soon have another sexually transmitted infection. World Health Organization declares monkeypox is not yet a global health emergency. You can just see it. And if you type in monkeypox climate change, so you type in those three words, monkeypox climate change, you will see right now on the news, here it is, monkeypox outbreak, wake-up call for governments to stop the next pandemic. Monkeypox, climate change is increasing the spread of illnesses like monkeypox. So what's happening is at the Reawaken America Tour, we are one of the few events. There's other great events, by the way. We're one of the few events where you can talk about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, mainstream media fraud, critical race theory, the intentional defunding of the police, racism. You can talk about all these topics. George Soros, who's funding it, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates. You can talk about all of them because I don't take any sponsors at these events. So and we let people name their price. And so I think a lot of the speakers, I would give an example, Bobby Kennedy Jr., Eric Trump, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Don Trump Jr., they've all commented. They're going, you have this event we have coming up, it's in 2 weeks. It's in Virginia Beach. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can request tickets for the Virginia Beach Reawaken America Tour event. And people go there and they say, and all the speakers have commented. They go, so people can name their price? How does that work? And I go, well, what happens is someone goes to timetofreeamerica.com and they request a ticket. You got to bring your ID to get in. We have great security. And then when you request a ticket, you literally, a member of my team will call you. It's crazy. Someone will talk to you on the phone. And they're going to go, so what's your first and last name? And we find that Antifa doesn't want to give that part. And then we actually do background checks and look people up and we do all these kind of things. And then we say, well, how much do you want to pay? And Kevin, the reason why we're doing this is because you know this, when you put out your documentary, you know, this is not a get-rich-quick move to try to save our nation. And all of us have a different lane, whether it's making documentaries or speaking out against the medical fraud, the election fraud, the religious fraud. And I feel like my talent or skill set before this that God had given me the skill set is that I used to do, if you can picture it, 4,000. I used to organize 4,000 weddings and corporate events per year with my company called DJConnection.com, which I no longer own. And before I sold it, we were doing 4,000 events a year. And so organizing the sound, the lights, the schedule, the agenda, the media, getting people there, organizing it, keeping it safe, those are all like, that's kind of easy for me. But I feel like God wants all of us right now, everybody listening, he wants to use your time, your talent, your treasure in a way to wake people up. And so I called General Flynn. I said, General Flynn, I feel like, and I'm not putting this on you, but I feel like God wants us to do a Reopen America tour where we share the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud. But at the end of the day, we get people back to God. We have baptisms. We bring in pastors who preach and teach the word of God. And it's all about getting right with God. And without any hesitation, he says, I know. And I'm going, you know? What? And all of a sudden, I mean, it just, boom. And so from that point forward, we've been doing these about once a month. And we have two final confirmed events. We have Virginia Beach on July 8th and 9th. And then August 12th and 13th, we're going to Rochester. But again, you can get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. We just dipped under 500 tickets remaining for Virginia Beach, and I'm telling you, it starts at 9 a.m., Kevin. It goes until 9 p.m.
I've been it. It's for the people listening, they are absolutely awesome. The information there is second to none. The only thing that you're missing, to be honest, Clay, is me. But that's a whole other issue.
let's talk about this for a second. I'm going to walk you through the world I live in here, and this is real. So Cash Patel reaches out and says, hey. How come I'm not on the Reawaken America? He said it a nice way. But Cash was like, hey, you know, or you'll have people like Eric Trump or Don Jr. Or Laura Logan or Jonathan Kahn, the prophet. And I have a waiting list.
Sure.
Of people that want to speak who have bigger names than me. I mean, all these people, people don't even know who I am. It's so funny because I get there on day one to greet people. And I always say, how did you hear about, how did you hear about the tour? I greet people in line at 6 a.m. usually and meet everybody. And I bet you 3/4 of the people are like, who are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm just one of the organizers. But they always say, well, I'm here to see Mike Lindell or Don Jr. Or Eric Trump or, you know. And so I feel like what I'm trying to do is to bring the voices that are sharing the truth at scale. And then it's tough, though, because when a guy like Cash Patel or Eric Trump asks if they can speak, I don't have any spots. So we're going from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Oh, no, it's all day long. I think it was 2 days here in Arizona.
It'll be 2 days of this one. But this in Arizona, we ended at 6 each day, and we went from like 10 to 6. This is from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 4 speakers an hour. So we have 48 speakers a day. And it's just goom, goom, goom. And then we cut the videos. We put them out in 15-minute clips so the whole world can see every single speaker. I'm telling you, it's fire because, you know, you have been spending years researching this, thousands of hours, and the average guy that is voting for Biden has no idea what's going on because all they watch is CNN. So we've got about a 15-minute window to wake up somebody, maybe even 10 minutes. And so we try to have the very best speakers share the very best things they have to share. And I'm so sorry that we haven't been able to get you on the tour yet.
Oh, look, man, I'm razzing you. So everybody, you're listening to Clay Clark. It's very rare that I let people just go on and on, but Clay's got a lot of great information here, and I do want to get people to go to the tour. I want to focus back on flip back to something you said earlier. You were talking about this German guy that wants to do the Great Reset. And what you notice in his comment is effectively he's saying disregard the God that we believe in, Christ followers, and believe in the God of government and this new matrix that we're all going to be zapped into through AI at some point. And it's incredible to me how much emphasis these people put on worldly things that they think are so important, money, cars, homes, and things like this, and what they don't put on the idea of the true life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And he mocks the idea of the Constitution. He mocks the idea of people being Christ followers and believing the Word of God and the Bible and things like this. And I find that just unbelievable. And I know that's what you're undoing. You speak of God often.
Yeah.
And what I like about it is it's not over proselytizing and overly sanctimonious. It's the way we live. I pride myself on that as well. But I want to take a short break because I know we've gone a bit here. I want to let everybody know, again, we're listening to Clay Clark. He's the organizer of
the Reawaken America Tour is our new title. It used to be called the Reopen America Tour, but Reawaken is what we've been calling
it. Okay, yeah, so we're reawakening people from woke.
Yes. So
we'll take a short break, and we'll be right back with Clay Clark.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 60 million people are at risk for severe storms today across the United States. An 1,800-mile stretch from central Montana to the mid-Atlantic is on alert. Storms will be capable of all hazards, especially damaging winds and very large hail for cities like Chicago, Indianapolis, and Omaha. Illinois police say the alleged shooter at a 4th of July parade just north of Chicago planned the attack over many weeks. It resulted in the deaths of six people.
He brought a high-powered rifle to this parade. He accessed the roof of a business via a fire escape ladder and began opening fire.
Lake County Deputy Chief Chris Covelli saying the 21-year-old shooter gained access to the roof of a business near the parade in Highland Park, committed the shooting, and then blended in with the fleeing crowd. USA Radio News. Sweden and Finland are one step closer to joining NATO.
The 30 NATO allies signed an agreement Tuesday to allow Sweden and Finland to join NATO. Now the membership bids of the two nations will go to the alliance's capitals for legislative approval. NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg on Tuesday.
This is an historic day for Finland, for Sweden, for NATO, and for Euro-Atlantic security.
The move further increases Russia's strategic isolation in the wake of its invasion of Ukraine in February. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The closed-door investigation into the Uvalde school massacre is frustrating residents of the Texas small town. A group of Democratic congressmen are calling on the state attorney general to step in and order the release of government records. The head of the state troopers has said he's open to releasing body camera footage, but that requires permission from the district attorney. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You've just spent about 10 minutes with the dynamic Clay Clark, and I'm going to warn you, I let Clay talk because he's got something to say. It's funny, when I was doing radio before, I talked to a guy. He says, Kevin, why don't you take calls? And I said, well, listen to the show. Maybe I should. And he listened to the show, and he says, I know why you don't take calls. You're relevant. You're interesting. Clay Clark is more than interesting. He's relevant. He's been called by God to do what he's doing. And let me tell you, I'm a fan. And I think you'll be a fan when you hear Clay explain everything that he's been doing with the Reawaken America tour. He's got some of the biggest names in the country that are talking about truth. And that's what we need right now, is people that are willing to stand up and give truth. I want to segue, Clay. We talked a lot about some of the healthcare stuff and issues around the scandemic. Yeah. Let's pivot to what's going on in the election cycle. I will tell you, watching 2,000 mules, and you think, okay, let's monitor these mules and we'll put cameras on and we'll track them and the geo-tracking and all that. And then I spoke with Jovan Pulitzer, who I recommend people really get to know. What an accomplished man. And you find out the level of corruption that was pervasive that allowed this big cheat that happened in 2020. And you don't think it can happen again, folks? It absolutely can.
Well, I agree with you, and I think what we need to look at here, and I encourage everybody to look this up tonight. Don't believe me, okay? Please look this up. It's very important, okay? I want everyone to type into Google or DuckDuckGo, type in Executive Order, March 7th, 2021. Everybody look it up. Executive Order, March 7th, 2021, White House. I'm going to read this to you, and then you can, maybe your listeners can extrapolate what this means. But it says here, by the authority vested in me as president of the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, it is hereby ordered as follows, Section 1, Purpose. The right to vote is the foundation of American democracy. Free and fair elections that reflect the will of blah, 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 blah. This is all written by Joe Biden, or written by people who work for Joe Biden, or written by people who work for the person who works for the person who works for the person who Joe Biden barely remembers. But the thing is, when you read this document, you get through it, you start to see what I, and this is just my take on it, it looks as though he is trying to find a way to go around the current laws and to federalize elections. If you read the document in its entirety, that's how I interpret it. But I encourage everyone to assume that I'm psychologically impaired and that I don't have the ability to reason. So I encourage everyone to type in Executive Order on Promoting Access to Voting, March 7th, 2021. Just type it in. And I encourage you to read it tonight. Read it out loud, by the way. That helps. Read it out loud twice and then see what you see happen. Because I believe what's happening is I believe Joe Biden or the people around Joe Biden are saying, and let me give another example. If you go today to buy gas, the cost of gas, according to Moody's, has gone up 48% since Biden took over. The cost of just overall fuel has gone up 107%. Cost of airfare has gone up 37.8%. And chicken has gone up 17.5%. Ground beef, 13.6%. But we are told by the Biden administration that the inflation rate is 8.6%. Now, think about that. If anything was up 8.6%, a lot of us would be getting on our knees and weeping for joy. We would say, it's amazing. Gas is only up 8.6%. Yes. Woo. Great job. I mean, we would be excited, but it's not up 8.6%. So you have to ask yourself, what is up 8.6%? Nothing. Everything's up a lot more than that. So we're being told to deny what our eyes are seeing and what our wallet is feeling, right? And so when you read this document, it appears, based upon the words on the document, that Joe Biden is attempting to federalize the election
process. To make them more fair. Right. The reason why you would federalize it is because there's some shenanigans going on at the local level, Clay, and the government is going to step in kind of like they used to do when there were issues related to civil rights for blacks, and they would send in the FBI, and they would find out who did the lynching, who stacked the jury. So the government comes in to save us from whatever's going on. But what we've learned, and I'm going to encourage people, don't believe me. I'm with Clay. Go do the research yourself, because Here's what we found out. Go look at your voter record and see how you voted. That may be the very first step before you realize that your vote is being stolen. They steal votes by taking dead people and making a vote. I mean, all the things that we talk about, but it's much more sinister. They will take a woman who gets married. They will use her maiden name to vote. And here's what was most interesting in the Jovan presentation that I saw. The election is predetermined. The number has been predetermined. This is what happened in 2016 with Hillary, but they couldn't get it quite done. They made sure they could do it with Joe Biden. And going forward, some of the rules that changed for a week, for example, what the Postal Service was allowed to do, they suspended rules for 1 week and then reinstated the rules. How long data needed to be preserved and things like this. A most eye-opening, amazing thing, the paper ballots that were chosen, illegal ballots, easily provable that they did not use the paper. I could list 15 to 20 different infractions in this election that occur, and yet we are bombarded, Clay, with the idea that this election was free and fair, and then they put on the farce of January 6th to act as if the people who were questioning this. The lesson there is, don't you dare question us or we will put you in prison.
Now, to pile on, I'm going to give people in our final few minutes here, I'm going to give people 10 knowledge bombs in 2 minutes. Let's see if I can do it. Okay. So there's a symbolism behind their entire agenda. Okay. So what I want everyone to do is type in HR 6666 into DuckDuckGo or Google. And folks, write these down. Okay. HR 6666. That's four sixes. HR 6666. Type it in. Read that legislation. That's legislation that would allow the Secretary of Health to come into your home to force you to take an RNA-modifying technology shot. Second thing. Type in HR 666. That's HR and then three sixes. That's legislation that would make it illegal to have a conversation about critical race theory because that would be thought crime. HR 666. Look at the Google Chrome logo for the first time. Type in Google Chrome 666. Under the direction of their advisor, Yuval Noah Harari, Google has changed their logo to be 666. What? CERN, Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum. The logo of the World Economic Forum is 666. The World Economic Forum logo is 666. Look at it, folks. And then CERN, the world's largest supercomputer they want to connect you to, their logo is 666. And Bill Gates inside the COVID-19 shots. There's technology there, RNA-modifying nanotechnology. What does it do? And Bill Gates has a patent for a cryptocurrency that goes inside the human body with the actual patent publication number, W02020060606. Am I done? We can keep going on and on and on. And then guess where the G7 leaders met 2 days ago? Guess where they met? They met at the Alpine German Castle. What? They met at the Alpine German Castle, a venue that has been the former gathering place of Hitler. What? The former gathering place of Hitler. What? I mean, think about that. You wouldn't have a wedding reception at the former gathering place of Hitler. You wouldn't have a birthday party. I wouldn't say, Kevin, thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it. I'm having a party to celebrate you and your new documentary and your comedy tour. I'm so fired up. I'm going to have it at this Alpine Castle. It used to be the, Hitler used to meet there. But the symbolism is in the air everywhere. It is Team Satan versus Team Jesus. And it is my opinion and my thesis that America needs some more table flipping Jesus. And so if you want to get fired up, you want to get empowered, you want to learn what you need to know to be able to fight back in an educated way, you want to learn about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud. One thing you got to do is you got to keep listening to your show because you're dropping knowledge bombs every day. You've been very consistent doing that for a very long time. And the second thing is get out to the Reawaken America Tour in Virginia Beach. You go to time2freeamerica.com or Rochester, New York. That's time2freeamerica.com. We got Virginia Beach in July, Rochester in August. And you can name your price. So you're going to see Eric Trump and Don Jr. and Pastor Mark Burns and Pastor Leon Benjamin and Dr. Tenpenny and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and all these great speakers, 84 confirmed speakers, Sean Foyt, it's next level, Dr. Rashid Batar, what? Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Simone Gold, she'll be there before she goes to prison. Everybody is going to be there on that stage sharing the truth with you. And if you just want to learn the truth, all in a two-day format, you can get your tickets at time2freeamerica.com. And final two free gifts I have for your listeners. I wrote a book called The Great Reset, which is selling really well, but you can download it for free. You just go to time2freeamerica.com. You can download the PDF. It's called The Great Reawakening versus The Great Reset. The Great Reawakening versus The Great Reset. And also there's a documentary about the tour, which you can also download for free simply by going to time2freeamerica.com. And the only documentary team that President Trump would allow into the White House to film a documentary about him during his tenure as president, the team, it's Matt and Joy Thayer. And those guys shot the Reawaken America tour, so it features Mike Lindell and General Flynn and people that are much more impressive than me. But you get a kind of a behind-the-scenes look at Team America, and you can watch that for free tonight, also at time2freeamerica.com. Thank you so much for putting up with me. I know it's sort of a knowledge bomb buffet, but here we go.
Bring it from the fire hose with Clay Clark.
From Washington, D.C., the Truth Team, protecting you from learning what you should. From Obama.gov in Washington, the Truth Team update.
Attorney General Holder thinks it's unfairly difficult for some people to have voter ID.
Some of the achievements that define the civil rights movement now hang again in the balance.
But no worries.
We also will continue working to enforce provisions like the motor voter law.
That's the one where you register to vote while you're getting a driver's license.
From Washington, this has been a Truth Team update.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
This month, the World Council for Health, which represents 70 bodies worldwide, has called for a global recall of all vaccines because worldwide, 40,000 deaths that the safety databases across the world, 40,000 in the big ones, VAERS, the Yellow Card System, the VigiSafe, and the UGIS system. 40,000 deaths with the vaccines. Unacceptably high. Typical standard for any biologic product is 50 deaths, pull it off the market. Something's gone wrong. 50, not 40,000. So when there is a global recall by an international organization, this committee ought to be having emergency meetings. What are we going to do? A worldwide body has called for these to pull off the market. They're still giving it. You just heard from the pharmacy director ahead of me. He's still giving them out. When there's a worldwide recall, there should be some committee meeting so you have it down. I mean, you can tell something is going wrong here, that we're in trouble in terms of vaccine safety. Dr. Malone has covered vaccine efficacy, which has largely waned. I will just tell you that the CDC told us as of December 10th, 2021, with the Omicron strain, 79% of people with Omicron were fully vaccinated. That is prima facie evidence that the vaccines have completely failed against Omicron.
But just because something fails, don't let that stop a leftist from mandating it. 50 deaths and they pull it off the market. There have been 40,000 deaths at the time. By the way, that was Dr. Robert McCullough, an actual expert on this stuff. But no, the Democrats don't want to believe him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We just talked to Clay Clark. And I wanted to reemphasize some of the things that Clay was talking about, because he says there's going to be another scamdemic. And that what I just let you listen to there, or played with Dr. McCullough, is exactly the reason why. It doesn't matter if something's effective or it works. That's not the reason you're getting it. It's the sinister thing behind it that's the problem. I want to play this clip. This is Joe Biden talking about the next wave. There will be another virus, he says. Here it is.
COVID funding going into the fall. How much of the supply of vaccines for these small children is there, and how many of the nation's kids will you be able to get vaccinated before you need more money from Congress?
Well, we'll get through at least this year. We do need more money. But we don't just need more money for vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead. And that's not something the last outfit did very well. That's something we've been doing for fairly well. That's why we need the money.
Absolute and total nonsense. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. As I said, Clay Clark touched on this. He touched on something that I want to follow up on, the next scamdemic. It's not a pandemic. It's a scamdemic. And he mentioned monkeypox. And I'm thinking, come on, Clay. Really? Monkeypox is going to be it? I didn't challenge him because I wanted him to get it out. He says monkeypox is going to be it. So I decided, you know what? Let's look into it. Let's see what is going on with monkeypox, and we'll figure it out. And let me just give you some titles, some headlines, okay? This was on New York Post. Hochul, who's the governor of New York, says Fed sending more monkeypox vaccines to New York. Next one. Amid shortages, Biden ramps up monkeypox vaccine distribution. Next one. Monkeypox spreading at large events in L.A., health officials say. Next one. NYC to run out of monkeypox vaccine by Monday, awaits Biden resupply. Those are, in reading one story about monkeypox I'm about to get into, those were the four headlines right next to it that were related to monkeypox. Now, let me ask you this. Are you afraid of monkeypox? They claim it's something that gay people are transmitting. I'm probably mostly gay men. It's got little splotches. It reminds me of AIDS, when AIDS came out and it would manifest with these little spots on your skin or whatever. Don't know what it exactly was, but now there's a threat of it. And the one that got me was New York City to run out of monkeypox vaccines on Monday, awaits Biden resupply. How many people have this monkeypox disease? It can't be that many. How have we run out so quickly? I don't think we have. I think this is more pharmaceutical BS. This is the pharmaceutical company. Just before we get into that, the pharmaceutical companies, as we speak right now, are throwing away millions of vaccines. Thankfully, they're throwing them away. This death venom they're giving people, they're throwing away millions of doses. And yet, every time we turn around, we got to make something new. As Biden says, we got a plan. We're planning for the next pandemic. He knows it's a scam. They've already told him. Set the stage for it. And that's why Clay is bringing this up. He's saying, it doesn't matter. Kevin, and he didn't say this to me, but I'm reading through the lines. He's saying, Kevin Jackson, it doesn't matter what you think about monkeypox. Doesn't matter if you fear getting it. Doesn't matter if you live a lifestyle that has no chance of getting monkeypox, because you ain't gay. You're the president of the Not Gay Man's Woman movement. So how are you going to even get this? Well, you can get it through skin contact or whatever. You can get it through airborne. They're going to try to scare you into believing monkeypox is the next big deal. And it's not. Monkeypox is no scare, no fear. But that doesn't stop the government from creating this panic. They've already got the mindset of people, at least the sheeple, as Rush Limbaugh used to call them. The people that are ready to capitulate. I still see people walking around with masks. I mean, they're around hundreds of people, dozens if not hundreds of people. When I'm out and about, that aren't wearing masks, there's no more social distancing, and these people are still wearing that stupid mask as if it's giving, you know, it's like become a blanket of security for them, or a blanket of insecurity. Because the blanket of security is people living their lives. So here's what I'm going to ask you. What are you going to do when the government starts talking about, we got to issue a executive use authorization order to give out monkeypox, and we're going to shut this country down again, blah, blah, blah. Because I'm going to tell you right now, there are people who are planning events that are saying, we have to be careful because the government may plan another scamdemic. There are business people that are saying, I have to be careful. I can't scale properly. If they're going to plan another scamdemic, I will tell you this. I will not lock down. I'm not. I'm not locking down. I'm not wearing any more stupid mask. Not for the rest of my life. So there you have it. Hopefully God will get me a private jet so I don't have to fly and make a liar out of myself, because I'm not putting on a mask. Not again. Not for the lies that this government tells. This government is nothing but a group of liars that do not care anything about us, and they'll use monkeypox or beetlepox or whatever to keep us in this mindset. They have to convince us that we need them. Without them, how would we survive? How would we know what to do? How would you know? If you feel sick, you might still go out there and do stuff. You might go play in that rugby game or that, you know, basketball game, or go hobnob at the Met or whatever. When you're sick, I know when I'm flu-like, the thing I want to do most is go do something active around a bunch of other people. I think you get the sarcasm in that. When you're sick, you feel sick, you stay home. End of story. Very few people go out and get other people sick. And the beauty of the body is people recognize relatively quickly, even with these, it takes 2 weeks to incubate. Let me tell you something. Your body, for the most part, knows, I don't feel right. The minute something happens. Anyway, this man that got monkeypox, he's gone viral. He's talking about his experience. His name is Matt Ford. Goes back and forth between New York and L.A., exposed, they say, via a friend in L.A. through skin-to-skin contact. He noticed legions in his, quote, underwear zone, and he wrote this article. He explained that he took Twitter and TikTok to speak about his case to hopefully curb more infections ahead of New York Pride. Monkeypox, folks, if you're not gay, a gay male probably, most likely, you're probably not going to even know anything about monkeypox. So anyway, he says it took the CDC 3 days to give him an official diagnosis when he already knew that he had it. He says, according to his doctor, the CDC is doing a lackluster job of tracking how many cases there actually are. And the reason why gay guys are so upset about it is because they know they're the ones spreading it. You got nothing to worry about, but the government wants to make you fear it, even if you're not gay. I guess now that Pride Month has ended, we can actually talk about gay stuff.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.